Dozens of oil trains travel across Pennsylvania every week, each carrying up to 3 million gallons of volatile crude from North Dakota. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. A train carrying Bakken crude derailed in Quebec 2 years ago, causing a fire and explosion that claimed 47 lives and leveled the downtown. And in response, Governor Tom Wolf's administration has issued recommendations intended to reduce the risk of a catastrophic derailment. Let's take a closer look with John Hertel from State Impact Pennsylvania. John, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Hi, Dave.
Now, I understand there were some 27 recommendations. What were the main ones?
Well, there were a series of technical recommendations that the author of the report put forward for ways in which the railroads could actually reduce the risk of a derailment. And one of the recommendations, not particularly technical, was simply a speed reduction to 35 miles an hour. Well, that would be the maximum limit in a densely populated area like Philadelphia.
And I understand there was also recommendations regarding positive train control that we've heard about with reference to passenger trains as well.
Yes, there was. The author of the report, Dr. Zaremski of the University of Delaware, did encourage the railroads, specifically Norfolk Southern and CSX, that carry the oil trains through Philadelphia, to install positive train control as soon as possible. There was a conference call this afternoon during which John Hanger, who's Governor Wolf's Secretary of Policy and Planning, did address that, and he said that even though Pennsylvania's are not in a position to implement that particular recommendation, it will continue to encourage the railroads to consider that technology in order to make the trains safer.
And to what extent are CSX and Norfolk Southern considering these recommendations?
Well, I think that the railroads in general are already working on a series of safety improvements, and Dr. Zaremski did acknowledge that, but he's urging them to go the extra mile in making these safety improvements. There were a series of measures that were introduced by the U.S. Transportation Department back in May, and the railroads are working on those. And those particular railroads, Norfolk Southern and CSX, say that of course, that safety is their highest priority.
Now, again, these are recommendations. To what extent can they be mandated?
Secretary Hanger did say that the section of recommendations put forward that were laid directly at on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, he said that all of those would be implemented. And they include asking track inspectors to focus their attention on what are called turnouts on crude by rail routes in the state, and also recommending that state inspectors include yards and sidings amongst their responsibilities.
In addition to the Quebec catastrophe, how prolific is the problem or risk of catastrophe specifically in Pennsylvania?
Of course, it depends. It depends who you ask. The opponents of the oil trains have been arguing for a long time that these massive trains rumbling through the center of Philadelphia are just a catastrophe waiting to happen. Of course, the railroads deny that, and they are already taking steps to build up public confidence.
But are they taking steps at their pace, or again, is there any impetus for them to act in a perhaps more timely fashion?
Well, I think that the pace that they're working at is that dictated by the federal government, specifically through the Federal Railroad Administration, because as the city of Philadelphia is finding out, it has very little control over this industry that is federally regulated.
John, what response have we gotten to date specifically from CSX and Norfolk Southern?
Both the railroads stress that they place a very high emphasis on safety, of course. CSX says that it's invested very heavily in the track quality and other technology along the routes where it hauls oil trains over the last 2 years, but they did not respond to my questions about specific recommendations in this report.
John, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
That's John Hertel from State Impact, Pennsylvania.